Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway. Ulster is the most northern of Ireland's ancient kingdoms. There are many stone tombs here, made of huge stones that could only be lifted by giants. Once there lived a great Irish giant, Finn McCool, whose greatest enemies were the Scottish giants. Finn was so angry that he built a whole causeway from Ulster across the sea to Scotland. He built it of unusual six-sided cobblestones. One day, he challenged a Scottish giant, Benandonna, Redman, to cross the causeway and fight him. But when he realised Benandonna was much bigger than he had imagined, Finn ran away. He heard the stamping feet of Benandonna. Finn would not answer the door, so his wife Una hid him in the great bath with a couple of sheets over him. Finn's wife thought quickly. She opened the door to Benandonna and said, "It's a pity, but Finn is away hunting deer. Would you like to come and wait?" Una invited Redman to look around the room and showed him what she said were some of Finn's possessions. "Would you like to put your spear down just there next to Finn's?" It was a huge fir tree with a pointed stone at the top. "Over there is Finn's shield." It was a block of building oak, as big as four chariot wheels. "Finn's late for his meal. Will you eat it if I cook his favourite?" Una cooked a cake of griddle bread baked with the iron griddle pressed inside it. Redman bit it hungrily and broke his three front teeth. The meat was a strip of hard fat nailed to a block of red timber, and his two back teeth cracked. Una showed Redman out, where there were rocks as tall as the giant. Finn and his friends play catch with these rocks. Finn practices by throwing one, then running round to catch it before it falls. Of course, Redman tried, but it was too heavy. He thanked Una for her hospitality and said he would wait no longer, but return to Scotland before the tide came in. Finn leapt from the cradle, thanked Una for her wit, and chased Benandonna out of Ireland. Finn scooped a huge clod of earth out of the ground to fling at the Scot. The hole filled up with water and became the biggest loch in Ireland, Loch Ney. The clod he flung missed its target and landed in the middle of the Irish Sea. It became the Isle of Man. Both giants tore up the Giant's Causeway, just leaving the ragged ends. If you go to Staffa, the nearest isle of Scotland, you may visit them today.